Hello and welcome to the latest in our FTR On the Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Director of Transportation Analysis at FTR. Today I'll be reviewing the latest blog post from Don Aik, FTR's VP of Commercial Vehicles. In it, Don tells us that the economy is snapping back, but not snapping ahead. The U.S. economy registered a surprising 3.9% GDP gain in Q2 after eking out just a 0.6% gain in Q1. Of course, the extreme winter weather, for the second consecutive year, tanked Q1 GDP growth. Don did not think that there would be a strong snapback in Q2 based on the manufacturing data he analyzed. However, there was a significant snapback, and here are some reasons for it. First, consumers delayed purchases. Retail sales of products and services was impacted significantly by the harsh winter. People stayed hunkered down with their furnaces cranked for much of the first 2 months of the year. New England was literally buried with snow for much of the quarter. Consumers resumed consuming in the second quarter. They bought stuff they would have bought in Q1. They also went out and spent the money they accumulated in Q1 while cocooning. Consumer spending increased over 3% in the second quarter. Second, manufacturing was impacted. There were some manufacturing disruptions. They just happened in other areas of the country this year versus last year, with the South and New England this year instead of the Midwest last year. These companies played catch-up in Q2. In addition, the bad weather caused orders to drop for other manufacturers as demand waned in Q1. These producers revved up the factories in Q2 in response to stronger demand and to replace inventories, but unfortunately, maybe too many inventories. Also, the gas price dividend finally got spent. Economists have been baffled because significantly lower gas prices had not caused a jump in retail sales. Consumers waited to see if prices would remain low. They were not going to spend this extra money quickly when they thought that gas prices could spike right back up. Now, people are more confident in spending this money, and it helped boost the second quarter numbers. Don's discretionary spending index has been strong since May. The restaurant performance index has been very strong all year, although it did fall in August. And finally, the employment situation continued to improve. The economy continues to create jobs, of course not enough. The unemployment percentage is low, of course it can't be trusted. Wages are growing, of course too slowly, but it is a net positive. We have to assume there was a delay in hiring in Q1, so with this, there was some pent-up labor demand filled in the second quarter. The question becomes, will this economic rally in Q2 provide momentum for the rest of 2015? To determine this, let's review some of the forward-looking indicators. The Economic Cycle Research Institute's leading growth index has been sliding since June and went negative in August. The Conference Board's index of leading economic indicators slowed to zero in July and was only 0.1 in August. The economic indexes are not saying anything good. Factory order data from the Census Bureau has been flat. New orders from the ISM index were holding up until July and then weakened in August and September. Backlogs, of course, have fallen as a result. The Philadelphia Fed's diffusion index tanked big time in September. Thus, the forecast is for slower manufacturing growth the rest of the year. Also, not a good sign. There are some mixed signals in housing. Building confidence is still higher than it's been in many years and very positive. However, recent building permit numbers have not been that impressive. Other housing statistics are better, but not consistent. The overall economy has experienced a choppy recovery. Why would we expect the housing recovery to be any better? So this is positive, but not highly reliable. Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index is down slightly from earlier in the year. and the NFIB Small Business Optimism Survey has been relatively flat at a moderate level for the past 3 months. The confidence indexes are very neutral, if that is such a thing. FTR is forecasting that freight growth will slow in Q4. This is not surprising based on the manufacturing data listed previously. The demand for new Class 8 trucks has weakened a bit recently, but remains healthy. The demand for trailers remains robust, but should follow the Class 8 market at some point soon. The freight indicators are good, but not great. Don's conclusion, based on all of these indicators, is that the economy did not receive any slingshot momentum from the big Q2 GDP. It appears the economy has reverted back to its slow growth mode. The Wall Street Journal survey of economists has Q3 GDP growth at 2% and Q4 at 2.6%. Reportedly, inflated inventories will hinder third quarter growth. So, there was a snap back, but there is no snap forward. No extra positive momentum was generated by the strong performance of the second quarter. Just as we should not have been overly concerned with the low GDP in Q1, there was no reason to be joyous about Q2.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we encourage you to share this with your peers. To read the full blog, visit blog.fdrintel.com or go to fdrintel.com to find the latest podcasts and analysis from FDR, your transportation intelligence experts.